Mercury released from coal-burning power plants and other sources eventually builds up in the tissue of many sport fish, and the chemical can then be passed on to humans eating those fish. Exposure to mercury can cause a variety of health problems, so most Great Lakes states especially urge children and women of childbearing age not to eat fish contaminated with mercury. Some governments encourage industries to voluntarily reduce mercury pollution, but several states are discussing more stringent controls. Wisconsin has just given preliminary approval to a plan that would require major utilities to reduce mercury emissions 90% within 15 years. Other big sources would face emissions caps. Eric Urim of the Midwest Office of the Sierra Club says Wisconsin's rule package could be a national example.
We get the states that are most concerned about the mercury pollution setting the bar for what the federal government would do. We would tend to see that that bar would stay at that same level.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is working on its own mercury reduction plan. Some utilities in Wisconsin argue the state should wait on its crackdown until the EPA rule is ready a couple of years from now. Other power companies say a big mercury cutback may be unrealistic due to technological and cost concerns. Christine Krause is vice president of Wisconsin Electric Power in Milwaukee.
There's just such a huge gap right now between what we know and the things we're going to have to do to have an effect on mercury control.
Krause also says she isn't sure electricity customers would be willing to foot the bill for mercury reductions. A business group contends Wisconsin's plan alone could cost $1 billion over the next decade. But some people who use lakes and rivers for recreation and family outings suggest they are willing to pay more. Russ Ruland is with the Muskie Club of Wisconsin. He says his six-year-old grandson loves to go fishing with him.
I think it would be a shame if I have to tell him, we can fish, but we can't eat any of these fish because they're contaminated and poisoned.
More anglers and other groups are expected to turn out later this summer for public hearings on Wisconsin's mercury reduction plan. State officials say they also want to see the results of more tests on mercury control technology before the rule package gets a final thumbs up. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.